The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to The Late Show. I'm here. You know who this man is. This is Paul Simon, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, I saw you in concert recently. I love the album Seven Psalms. You're on tour right now. But even though I've had the honor of talking to you quite a few times over the years in this show and the old show, and obviously I do a lot of sound engineering for you on tour. Everybody knows that. I don't always have the time to talk to you about that. Okay, all right, yes. Talk to my union rep, okay? That's how it works. I don't always get to talk to you about, like, the deepest thoughts, the deepest ideas, okay? And so what we've done here at the show, we've created something called the Colbert Questionnaire. And the Colbert Questionnaire, these have all been tested to space-age tolerances in order to penetrate straight into the soul of someone so they can be revealed to the world. Do you have the courage, Paul Simon, to answer the questionnaire and to be fully known?
What choice have I?
First question, Paul Simon. Paul Simon, what is the best sandwich?
Chicken salad and bacon.
We're talking rye, toasted? What are we talking here?
Toast.
Yeah. Toast, okay. What was your first concert that you attended?
I went to a Alan Freed rock and roll show at the Brooklyn Paramount, and I saw Chuck Berry and Frankie Lyman and a whole bunch of other acts and the whole band.
Unbelievable!
You know?
Unbelievable!
Oh, yeah.
Wow! Did you save that ticket? Did you save the ticket?
No, I didn't have that foresight. No, I didn't save the ticket.
Disappointed. What is the scariest animal?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with snakes.
Okay. Apples or oranges?
Depends on the orange. Yeah,
interesting.
Depends on the apple, too.
Sure. Are we talking Valencia, navel, Tangelo?
Whatever's sweetest.
Okay. And apple, same thing?
Yeah.
Are you a Fuji man? Honey Crisp?
No, I'm not that. I'm not into that.
You're not into that scene?
No, not the theme. Those two fruits, they're not my fruit.
Gala apple? Cosmic Crisp?
Well, this is a...
Yeah? Red Delicious? Macintosh, stop me when I've got a lot of apples here. If you say Granny Smith, I walk.
Well, what's your favorite?
I don't answer the Colbert Questionnaire questions, sir. Senator, I'll be asking the questions here today. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes. I asked, I'm blocking out his name.
Sports?
No, I never asked anybody in sports for their autograph. No, it was, you know, the actor who played Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe? You asked Daniel Radcliffe for his autograph?
For my kids.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Did he give it to you? Okay. That's nice. But never for yourself. You never asked for yourself. You never asked anybody for yourself.
No.
No, okay. What do you think happens when we die?
I'm not sure. What do I think happens? Well, there are several different possibilities. But my father, towards the end of his life, he had kidney problems, and he had to go and have dialysis done weekly in a hospital over in New Jersey in Englewood. And he told me on one of the times when he was having dialysis, he must have had some kind of heart episode where his heart stopped. But he was connected to all these machines. And so all the nurses came over, and then I guess they gave him adrenaline. And he woke up, and he said, I woke up, and there were all these people looking at me, and he said, I have no memory of anything. He said, I have no fear anymore about this. He said, it's just, it was just going to sleep. And that is how he passed. On the other hand, or on the other many hands, was my friend, who's also passed now, Gelug Rinpoche, who's Tibetan. He said, a lot of people are very afraid. They think it's going to be dark and lonely forever. He said, but I come from a culture that believes that that period of the dark aloneness is about 3 weeks, and then you're reincarnated into your next place. The thing I don't know how you feel about this, but the thing that I have trouble with is the idea of heaven, because I think, so heaven is real, yes. Well, where exactly is it? You know? I mean, it's obviously not in our galaxy or any place near, so it's really far away. So how do you get there? And when you get there, I mean, there are all these people that you hoped you'd never see.
Maybe they're in the other place, Paul.
No, I wouldn't. I don't believe in that either. I think actually both of them, heaven and hell, are what is here. It's what we're living.
Yeah.
We get blissed out at great events or whatever. And we also can go through, you know, so much misery that you think it's just hell. So I say that's what it is. I don't need any further stories about fire and it burns, fire that burns forever. And I think even that you would, after a while, you'd say, I'm so tired of burning every day forever, you know?
What else you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Move on. Next one. We're good. Paul Simon, what is your favorite action movie?
Oh, let's see. I don't know what we would include in action movies.
We can ask the judges.
I don't know. Nothing.
Great Escape?
No.
Dirty Dozen?
Oh.
Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, it could be that. Could be.
Seven Samurai?
That was good.
Yeah.
You would think of that as an action movie.
Well, Magnificent Seven and Seven Samurai are basically the same movie.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And you accepted Magnificent Seven without blinking, and now you're attacking me for the Seven Samurai.
He's
attacking me.
No,
you saw it. This was we'll roll this tape back right now, mother. You attacked me.
Well, my deepest apologies.
Oh, yes. We're sorry. Made the pain go away, Paul. You can steal that lyric if you want. Okay. Window or aisle?
Aisle.
May I ask why?
I don't want to cross over in front of somebody while I'm going to the
bathroom. Totally agree. Yeah. Because they're going to tell a story later, like, Paul Simon kept getting up.
Yeah.
They're going to tell that story.
That's right.
You don't want that story out there. None of their damn business.
Yeah.
Favorite smell?
Favorite smell? Oh. Certain flowers that I like, peonies, roses, of course. I also like this oil that you can get from trees called oud, that has a very woody nature aroma to it. That's
Oud.
You know, yeah. Well, that's like in the natnatural world.
Oud. I mean, same word as like the instrument, the oud?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same spelling. I mean, but then of course you know if you ever pass a pizza place that's really good.
About 11 o'clock at night, even out. I'll have a slice with extra oud. Least favorite smell.
Bad breath.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we've had this chance to get into this.
Exactly.
Stuff.
The deep stuff.
Yeah.
Earliest memory.
I have a memory of being in my crib, but I don't remember much else.
Just looking through the bars?
But I think I was standing.
Yeah.
But who knows if that was accurate. one of my early memories that's, I think I was like maybe three or four, and my parents had made a birthday party for all the kids in the neighborhood, and I was having a great time. And they said, my mother came down and said, come upstairs, Grandma bought you a present. She got you a barn. And I said, whoa, this is I can't wait to see it. So I come up and I look, you know, I don't see any barn, and they give me this piece of paper. It's a bond. I don't know what a bond is.
Yes.
You know, I'm four. You know.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Do you have dogs present?
We've had several dogs. Now they're all gone, and we miss it, but we're not going to.
Not diving back in right away.
No.
You only get to listen to one song for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean you have to listen to it continually, but that you have to choose one song that when you go to listen to music, this is what you hear. So what is the one choice you make?
Ooh. Well, it's not feeling groovy. As you know. It's not that. I don't know. There's so many beautiful melodies. Four Elise, Silent Night. I still love Silent Night. Mm-hmm. I love songs from when I was 13, 14. Mm-hmm. You know, I could hear them periodically.
Doo-wop.
Doo-wop or pre-doo-wop even. Just, you know, I've started to be interested in the period that came right before I was interested, to see where it came from. It's just great stuff. You know, for me, it's very...
Like Sinatra era or like post-Sinatra, pre-rock?
Well, it would have been Sinatra at his prime, but it's not, you know... There was this. I was never a big fan of Frank Sinatra. I didn't like that kind of music. Well, that's the music that my father played. He was in a band. He was a bassist. And the day after I played with Artie in Central Park, I went to see Frank Sinatra at Carnegie Hall. And it was like. I couldn't believe how good it was. I just couldn't believe that anybody could do this, you know? But I don't know that I do, you know, in the like music channels that I have programmed in my car, Sirius Sinatra's one of them, yeah.
It's like Ink Spots, that kind of era?
Well,
like
that would be great, you know, Mills Brothers Ink Spots, because they influence gospel quartets who influence R&B, to doo-wop, you know, so you can hear it. And you can also hear how sophisticated that music was and how, as the music, as the years went by from the early to middle 50s to the late 50s, the music just gets worse and worse and worse. As they just lost the musicality because it was all kids. You know, we just stood on the street corner. I remember when Artie and I discovered how you make a chord. You know, you sing this, and you sing this. Okay, ready? Oh, you know, a chord. But I don't know. That's not interesting.
I'm interested. What number am I thinking of?
Three.
Interesting. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Not that much longer. Yeah, I couldn't even get to the fifth.
Paul Simon, everybody. Congratulations, Paul. You're known.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.